Hey guys, my name is Colton Steiner. I am currently a junior at Bluffton University, majoring in broadcasting and journalism
and sports information. Today we were going to be talking about academics and athletics, and I had the chance to talk to Austin Hunter, or Coach Hunter, as he is referred to by his players, about the topic.
Just a little background on Coach Hunter is he's the offensive line coach for Bluffton,
and he had played on the offensive line a couple years ago at Heidelberg.
Graduated with a double major in political science and criminal justice, and graduated with a 3.7 GPA, which is pretty impressive.
So to kick this thing off, the first question that I asked him was, what were some difficulties about being a student athlete?
One of the most difficult things is actually kind of readjusting yourself to a place you've never been. It's always uncomfortable when you do something new, but I think the hardest part is actually showing up, you know, getting in a rhythm, getting situated, and actually being away from home for the first time for most college athletes or students for that matter when they go away to school. You know, for me it was the first time I had ever lived away from home, and doing that, it was really difficult to me because with how intense football was through the first 2 weeks with nobody else there, it was just football, and then once school started on top of football all the time, it was really difficult to adjust. But you know, again, with structure and all that kind of stuff, you kind of get over those things. So the biggest challenge, especially for a football player coming from my perspective, would be that first 2 weeks as you transition from football to school.
And how is it being a GA different than being a student athlete?
It's totally different being on the other side of the whistle. There's a whole new set of responsibilities. You kind of got to carry yourself with an entire different perspective. You know, when you're a player, when I was a player, I kind of took it for granted all the things that the coaches did with scouting reports, getting film ready, getting practice ready, all those kind of things that we do here at our level with the minimal staff that we have. Kind of really adds a lot of pressure to you to go out there and perform. You know, as a student athlete, you think, hey, you know, I got to go perform every Saturday and I got to prepare my best. But us coaches, we got to do it as well. And I think that's one of the hardest things, is to week in and week out to game plan, to put our guys and guide them and put them in situations where they're going to succeed. I think the biggest challenge with that is I'm not so much older than a lot of these guys I'm coaching. Last year, my first year as a GA, some of the guys were actually older than me on the team. So kind of coming in and testing those waters and understanding what your role is and what you have to do to build that trust and respect with those guys is really kind of the most difficult thing, and how much different it actually is in coaching a position than actually playing a position.
And after being a student athlete, what were some things you learned that helped you become a GA?
Some of the things I learned that helped me become a GA from being a student athlete, I think, is first and foremost, I'm a GA in the same sport that I play. So in that aspect, and what I'm doing here in Bluffton, are some of the same you know, offensive philosophies, coaching philosophies that I had at Heidelberg, because I was privileged to have Coach Moore, who's here now as our OC, coach at Heidelberg. So some of the things translate, and Coach Doral has been as close with that staff at Heidelberg that I played for. So that transition for me, that aspect of that newness was, you know, not necessarily too hard, but going back to becoming a GA and stuff that had helped me become a GA from the sport was just that self-discipline. I mean, week in and week out, day in and day out for that matter, you have to be self-accountable, and you have to learn to respect the process, more or less. Because if you don't respect the process, if you don't give all your efforts to everything you do, not just on the football field, you know, I firmly believe you're not going to really, you know, get much of anywhere. And I think that translates now, you know, the workload that we have as graduate assistants, and even the work that the full-time coaches put in. I mean, it's such a commitment that you would never even think, you know, what our daily schedule looks like unless you ask. You know, if you ask me what my daily schedule looked like and I tell you, you'd probably be surprised and be like, wow, you guys really do that much in a day. But, you know, there's a lot of moving parts, and being a student athlete and always on the move, always having to adapt, always doing something different, I think that gave me the best chance to succeed regardless of if I went to be a GA or if I went straight into the workforce or whatever I decided to do. So I think being a student athlete and that just constant vigor and that constant moving around and having to adapt and develop yourself constantly is the biggest thing that helped me transition.
And what would you tell other students who are looking at becoming GAs or entering the coaching field?
Go do it. You know, go do it for the education, go do it for the experience. Even if you're not sure or not, go do it, because you don't understand how privileged you are to have the opportunity that most don't. So student athletes looking to be a GA in their own sport or looking to be a GA in something else that they had a passion for, intramurals, things like that, academic, compliance, research assistantships. There's a bunch of different things you can do and a bunch of different avenues you can look at, but you never know unless you go try and seek out those opportunities. I was privileged enough to have the opportunity presented to me to help coach in the spring before I actually graduated from Heidelberg, and then was offered the job after spring ball went well. That was a very awesome experience for me and very humbling at the same time. But for GAs, the advice, if you're looking to become a future GA, is don't miss up an opportunity. Don't second guess it, because regardless or not, you're getting more education, you're meeting new people, you're building your network and kind of building your repertoire and regardless of what avenue you want to take in life. So I think the immediate impact on you and then the further and taking that a step further, the future impact you can have on yourself can be very fulfilling. So regardless of where that track takes you.
And my last question for you is, what is your favorite part about being a GA?
My favorite part about being a GA is honestly kind of the unique opportunity I have here. And GAs at other schools that I'm friends with, other GAs that I talk to and that are bigger schools, they don't have the role that I get to have. I'm the offensive line coach. I'm the only one that does that. I do strength and conditioning. I get to do our video and get my hand in that. Like, there's so many opportunities that I have that I don't think I would get if I was at necessarily a bigger place or a different place for that matter. I think the GA experience in Bluffton here is second to none. You get your education, you get to do everything a full-time coach does. Coach my own position, get to have game plan meetings with our offensive coordinator. I get to be involved in all those staff meetings and everything from the top to the bottom. And that's kind of encouraging because not a lot of people get that opportunity ever. And just to have that now and how young I am and how inexperienced I am, I think I'm building a capacity to learn and to grow that most people don't get until year 4, 5, 6 in their careers if they want to go and coach. So having that opportunity straight out is kind of an awesome thing to have that I think that kind of sets Bluffton above and beyond most places.
All right. Well, thank you very much for doing this and looking forward to seeing you coach throughout the season.
Oh, yeah. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Colton.
So I hope you guys enjoyed that, and thank you guys for tuning in. If you are interested in becoming a GA, don't be afraid to ask any other GAs about their opportunity, how they got to where they are, and don't be afraid to take some chances, fill out some applications. So thank you guys for listening. You can follow us on all our social media accounts at BlufftonWit, and thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.